do you call wet snow? Do you have different names for
Well,
it?
yeah, when it falls and it's kind of makes slush, then that's wet snow.
What about really thin ice? Do you get that? Do you have a
Well,
name
yeah,
for
you
that?
get some freezing right over all that.
Oh, what do you call this?
Bucket.
A bucket? What's this?
That's a plane. Now that's my grandfather's plane.
Really?
See, they made their own moldings. They didn't buy the stuff, they made their moldings.
What do you do with this?
And these are the planes that they used to make the moldings.
Wow. That those are really old, aren't they?
Yeah, and these are the kind of planes that great grandfather used to make that rotorcraft.
Whoa. Have you
See?
used them?
No.
You just
See,
keep
I can
them?
do all this. I got tools to do these things.
Yeah.
This is what they had. This is what they used. They were real craftsmen. That's historic stuff.
Well, what do you say when, hi. What do you have ways of saying it's hotter than, what do you say? Oh, it's
Hotter than
hotter.
blazes?
Hotter than blazes. What about colder than?
Well, we could say colder than blazes, but they aren't.
But they
They
don't like
don't
you to
hear
say
that
that,
nice,
huh?
no.
What about drier than something?
I don't know. Drier than dry.
What is it when it does not even rain it for a whole year? What do you have? No water.
You have a catastrophe.
Yeah. A natural disaster. Is there another word for it?
Yes, a drought.
Yeah, a drought.
Drought.
Okay. And what about a Chinook? Do you know what that is?
Yes,
What
we
is
don't
it?
have it.
What is it?
Well, that's up in Alaska. A Chinook is when all of a sudden, you know, they get a warm thing and everything melts. And see, they even bet on when this here melt, the river melt, ice will melt and then it starts to grow. And they built thousands of dollars. Chinook, and we have kind of like that, you know, you have a warm day and it starts to melt everything. But that's extreme up there in Alaska.
What are different kinds of cultivated grasses around here?
Well, here, mostly they've come in with some new kind of grasses, but never, mostly it's wild hay. What we have is wild hay, that's native hay. It grows down in the low grounds. It's wild hay. Now they have got some new grasses, but I don't know all that.
What about trees around here, different specific kinds of trees?
Well, when the pioneers come here, I think it was just mostly these cottonwoods. And they're doing away with those as much as they can. Of course, there was willows, cottonwoods. But now it's just the trees that came from nearby. All those poplar trees, some of those.
What about aspen?
Aspen is in the mountains.
Really? Is it up
There's
here?
lots of it in the mountains. That's the white aspen or quaking aspen. They call it those things.
What about sycamore?
No, that's not true.
What about, what do you call a grove of trees around here? Is there a specific name to that?
Just a patch of quaking aspen, a patch of pine. That's what we really have here is quaking aspen pine. And then there's lots of willows and stuff. Elderberries.